I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Thank you for taking time to listen, whether it's over our radio broadcast, on CD, podcast, or our website. I really do believe that God has a special message just for you, a message designed to encourage you, to strengthen your faith, and to guide you in your daily living. Let's go now to the sanctuary of Harvest Christian Ministries for a worship experience already in progress.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for a reminder that we're called of you. Thank you for the voices of the young, letting the season know, don't throw the towel in yet. We thank you for encouragement, and that's what your word does. It encourages us to run on a little longer, to see what the end is going to be. As we come today, God, may we decrease and may you increase. Save the lost today. Encourage another. But when it's all said and done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I've had a good time already today. Amen. My God, I thank the Lord for there's no place like church. You can come and be able to have a good time in the Lord. So we thank God for that today. So let's look now for the passages that are before us today in the Gospel of Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 8 through 10. It reads, "Or suppose a woman had 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin.' In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." I want to preach today and continue this series from the sermonic title, Lost Lives Matter, Part 2. Lost Lives Matter, Part 2. Have you ever lost something of value to you? It was something that was important to you, something that you treasured in your own life. It's something that seemed irreplaceable, that, my God, I can't believe that I've lost this item. It is something that's become a part of you. It may have taken you some time to declare it's lost. And we'll say, you know what, I just misplaced it. Yeah, that's it. And then misplace it, last for 1 week, and then you misplace it for the second week, and then finally you say, well, I guess I've lost that, yeah. Hoping that it's something you can replace. It's something that is of value to you. It may not be of value to me, and what you don't need is somebody to say, oh, no big deal. No, I could get a new one. But this particular one means something to me personally. Let's believe that the most commonly misplaced possessions are cell phones, car keys, and we have a key dish at the house. When you come in the house, put the keys in the dish. Sometimes that works. Sunglasses, purse, wallet, umbrella, bank card. All those things will cause you to say, oh, my God, where is my wallet? And you realize you put it someplace different. Where is my purse? You change the location of where you placed it. But when you have found something, there is a great relief when you say, oh, praise God, I found it. It may be 1 week. It may be 1 year. It may be under something. It may be across the hall. It may be somewhere. But when you find that something that you've lost, there's a sense of joy and a sense of satisfaction. And the Lord Jesus Christ has that same type of joy and satisfaction when the lost is found. Lost lives matter to him. I want to continue our conversation from last time about this mission of Jesus finding the lost. We talked about in this 15th chapter in the Gospel of Luke, we could hear the sounds of heaven celebrating because one lost soul had been found. Jesus paints the picture of the shepherd who goes out and finds the lost sheep. He leaves 99 to get the one, because the one meant a lot. But he goes from talking about a lost sheep to a lost coin. It continues as a parable. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And so this time he lifts up something that appeals to women. And that's what I like about the Gospel of Luke. Unlike the other gospel writers, Luke has no problem lifting up women and children. So you won't find this parable in any other book of the Bible except for the Gospel of Luke, which tells me that there must have been some women in the crowd. Thank God that women are in the crowd today. And what folk don't want to always admit is that women were a key part of the ministry of Jesus Christ. We give the disciples all their props, but sometimes they couldn't be counted on. But the women were leading the way, being able to follow Jesus and to be able to share. This woman in our text today lost something that was very important to her. She lost a coin. And what happens here within the faith, there is certainly something that's almost the equivalent to a wedding ring that a woman would wear. And so having one missing almost means that you're not married. So that's why there's a mad scramble to find this one particular coin that she is looking for. So we're talking really about possessions. Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. And, you know, when it comes to possessions, I've never read anywhere where the Lord said that you couldn't have nice things. Okay? And so this is something that was important to her, and there are things in your life that are important to you. As long as you don't worship them, I know a friend of mine who keeps his vehicle clean all the time. A friend or two. I've learned from that. Now, they're not worshiping it, but it looked good. And there are things that you have in terms of possessions, and you're called to take care of them. This woman was in a frenzy because she lost something. But not anything. She lost something that was personal to her. Something that belonged to her. And while it may not be important to you, it was important to that person. Let me just do a heavenly poll. Have you ever lost something that really was valuable to you and you're still searching for it? Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And you just finally gave up, and then one day, one day you moved something else and you found it. I may as well testify. I got my first pair of prescription sunglasses. And I couldn't maneuver putting on 4 or 5 different pairs of glasses. So I lost those glasses. I bought a new pair since then, but I keep wondering. Maybe one day I'll stumble on those glasses. The first week, oh, somebody stole them. I don't know why they stole my glasses. They're prescription glasses. They can't see with my prescription. But every time I get in the car, I look, I said, just maybe they're there. So we think about this woman, and Jesus appeals to the time period. He appeals to the culture. And it has been said that this one coin was really the equivalent to a day's and sometimes a week's work. It meant something to her. What are you looking for today that may be valuable to you? Is it fame? Is it fortune? Is it notoriety? What is it that you are searching for? We're all looking for something. What is it in your life that means so much to you that you will possess it, that you'll do whatever you can to find it? The Bible says in Psalm 37:4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. There again, I'm not a name and claimant pastor, but I believe that God believes you can have nice things. Amen. And take care of them. What it's called being a good steward of what God gives you. She was determined to find it. There was a possession, but there was also an obsession. Now, this is not gender connected. Amen. Get myself out of trouble ahead of the game. It says she lights a lamp, sweeps the house, and searches carefully until she finds it. She is not giving up easy. That she's preoccupied with, I gotta find my coin. I'm not gonna stop till I find it. And so she sets time aside, and she has no vacuum cleaner. We're talking about a hut with a dirt floor and a straw broom and one window by the size of the one that we're doing our projection from. But she keeps going back and forth and back and forth and back. Can you see her? I want you to see this woman. Excuse me. No, there won't be any dinner today. I got to find this coin. Excuse me. And so she's taking time to carefully, she is obsessed with that which is lost. Isn't there something to have that kind of spirit that I see someone who's lost so much so that I think of that person all the time? I'm praying for that person because they're lost. And so she takes time to sweep the house. Man, I know it's probably already clean, but can you imagine? What is it that you are driven by that causes you to become so into finding that which you've lost? And to find that person that God presents before you. Last time, I did a poll of sorts, and you raised your hand about somebody you knew who was lost. I can almost guess that this week that God allowed you to bump into that person at the microwave or at the coffee counter. And you thought of that, say, oh, yeah, you were the one I raised my hand. Maybe in your own home, but you ought to start sweeping to make sure you're able to drop some word of encouragement on that person. Y'all know I believe you can find a way to get in. I mean, I've been using the weather like crazy. Praise God, man, the weather is nice today. I said, yeah, it showed. Thank God for a new day. You'll be amazed on what God will give you as a way of entrance. I didn't say preach, but use things in the here and now to try and reach someone. I'm sure there were those who said to her, woman, you're crazy. There were those who tried to discourage her, but she was not about to quit until she found her lost coin. Isn't that something? No, we easily go, forget it. Done with it. I'll go back and get another one. But this was so valuable, she could not afford a new one. She was obsessed. She was determined. And we got to be determined as believers to move ahead. I like what Paul says, Philippians 3 and 4. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. It's not easy, but I'm going to press. I feel like giving up, but I'm going to press. I want to say, oh, I've had enough of this. I'm going to press. How many folks believe you got to just press your way sometimes? Yeah. Amen. I mean, you don't feel like it. It's easy just to say, you know what? I'll put this off. But when you dig deep and ask the Lord to help you, that which has been lost in your life experience, you can find it. Are you obsessed today? Oh, you don't sound too obsessed. I mean, I'm going to find this. I'm going to reach this lost soul. My God, the summer is coming, and I have an opportunity to not beat around the bush, but Lord, give me a word to reach that person. I've said sometime in the past that even a person who's hitting the bottle, who might be an alcoholic, God will give you a slurred tongue testimony. Amen? Say, bruh, I used to hit it too, but let me tell you what God did for me. Rather than judging someone, be so intentional. You say, you know what? Been there, done that. I know you're calling it old school, but God will use you in such a way to reach the lost. Can you tell I'm trying to push with you that lost lives matter? There's a sense of possession. There's this sense of obsession. But there's also an expression. Amen? So when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together. The same narrative as we found in the earlier parable dealing with the sheep. But I thought about that thing. I said, you know what? Whose business is it that she found it. Some folks will hate on you. Well, good. I'm glad you found it. But she was the kind of person that says, you know what? I'm going to tell my friends, and we all might have one. It may be singular. Call my friend and the neighbor or two, but not the nosy one. Amen. But call my friends and neighbors and tell them, look what I've done. I sensed that maybe something was happening on the inside. It meant so much to her, she had to share. Said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to me. Anybody else, I couldn't hold something? Said, you know what? God's been so good to me. I'm sorry, but I'm going to let you. I know you may not want to hear it, but he got me up this morning. You may not want to hear it, but he keeps on blessing me over and over. You can express yourself. They might shut you down, but get it out. Let them know I'm excited about what the Lord has done for me. It reminds me of the woman at the well who came at the noon hour. And Jesus showed up on the scene, thirsty, holy man. He said, give me a drink. She said, you don't have anything to draw with. How do you want a drink? He began to talk with her about worship. And before it was all said and done, the Bible says she dropped a water pot, ran in the tub. Hey, I just met a man who told me everything about myself. And you ought to have that same kind of spirit. Oh, you know what, man, this week, if the Lord, and see, if people see your excitement, they'll say, you know what? The Lord, no, man, the Lord blessed me again. He got me through another situation. He allowed me to live. Man, I'm excited about that. Amen. And you'll be amazed that when you begin to express, it must have meant something to her. That I'm going to call everybody and let's rejoice. Because why? We know that when that happens, the point Christ is making is that there's also this excitement in heaven. You know, I'm glad that God has a lost and found department. You know, lost and found is a place where lost items are kept until the rightful owner can reclaim them. But God's lost and found is for lost souls. Amen? Amen. One day, my soul was lost until Jesus stopped by and claimed me. He says, I'll take him. He's arrogant, but I'll take him. He's living below his potential, but I'll take him. He's sometimes confused, but I'll take him. He's disobedient, but I'll take him. He's hard-headed, but I'll take him. He's no way effective, but I'll take him. He's always hiding, but I'll take him. He's lost his joy, but I'll take him. He's lost his peace, but I'll take him. He's a liar. She's a liar, but I'll take him. They made some mistakes along the way, but I'll still claim you. Out of touch, but I'll claim you. Shortcomings, but I will take. Aren't you glad today that God puts you in the lost and found? And said, you know, you don't look like much, but you are lost, and I claim you. And that's what Calvary was all about. And he went to the cross to claim you and to claim me. Oh, you don't sound too excited about that. My God, you would have still been in the lost and found, waiting for somebody to redeem you. But Jesus did it. Amen. On a Friday, he went to that cross and he died, and yet he rose again. Lost lives always matter to him. The song said, I came to Jesus. Wasn't much. I came to him. I was weary. I was worn. I was sad, but I found in him. Now, I believe that thing. A resting place. Now, he has made me glad. Are you glad today that the Lord claimed you? Oh, you were lost. Oh, yes, you were. He came to save you. And one day, he's coming back to claim his own. A possession. Jesus, I'm going to give you another example. And there's this obsession, but know what I did for you. You'll never see the lost and found again in the same way. See yourself being rescued by a loving Savior. Aren't you glad about it today? Come on, give God a praise. That is the word of God. It is already blessed. Amen. Come on, stand today and let's give God some praise. The fact that he claims us. That woman said, I need to find my coin. And I got it. The shepherd said, I found my sheep. Who has God put you on a mission today to find? Amen. Think about that today. Who is it that I've been assigned to? God has assigned someone to you. Amen.
Amen.
Come on to Jesus. Invitation is there. If you're lost, you know you're lost. Nobody will say to you, hey, you're lost. You know it. But he's come to claim you. Aren't you glad he claimed you one day? Took your little ticket off. Freed you up. And look at you now. Look like somebody, don't you? God is using you to his glory. Come on to him today. I believe in going right to the source. Come on, let's say it together. Come to Jesus.
Come to me.
I know you're out there. Come on.
Come to me.
No need to run.
Come to Jesus.
Just now. Save you.
He will save.
What are you doing today?
He will save you. He will save you just now. Just now. He will save you. He
reminds me that you say, well, Reverend, I've been found. It's not my problem. But I got lost again. In other words, I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, but I'm backslidden. Essentially, I went back to the place that God pulled me from. Hello, somebody. And as a result of that, I found myself in a lost state of mind. That if I'm not worshiping the Lord, I'm worshiping someone else. And so it's not all about a coin or sheep, but we too, like sheep, will go astray. And so maybe your name is on the roll and you can quote 9 Bible verses, but yet you're lost. Today you can be found. That life and that lifestyle matters to the Lord. As you bow your head, I just widen the net now. It's a larger net. As you bow your heads today, if you've come to this place and you know that you're wandering around, can't find your way. Our parents would say the blind leading the blind. Today you can come out and say, I want to be found. God already knows what we're doing, how we're doing it, and what we're about. But he wants to reclaim us today. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, if there's one today in this place who has lost their way, lead them back. Give them a pass to return to fellowship. God, you'll do it today. You've done it in the lives of your people before. That we just can't be saved and say, well, that's it, I just do my thing. No, the Bible says he's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. But we can't test the grace of God either. Amen. Paul says in Romans 6, shall you continue in sin that grace may abound? No. Prophets talk about a God who chastens us. In other words, yeah, you've been doing right, but you've been doing wrong. He'll pull us up. Won't he do it? And remind us that you're not living the found life, you're living the lost life. So with all of that, God, touch that heart today and touch that soul. That they might come running to you, saying, I want to be saved. I want to rededicate my life today. I want to get back on the right track. While those heads remain bowed today, if you're here and you fit any of those categories, take time even now to allow the Lord to touch you. I know time is moving, but I want to have an altar prayer real quick here. I want to invite those who find themselves challenged in this season of life. I want to pray for you, because all of us, if we're honest today, every now and then get off on the wrong path, have to get back on the right road. You were on the expressway, but you got on a side speed now. God will call you back. This is for a prayer of strength in your daily walk. Come on to the altar. I want to pray with you today. You need just some power in your life to continue on the right track. I'm here to tell you that God always hangs out at the lost and found department. He comes by to bless his people. Honest today, we all need to recommit our lives to the Savior. Amen. He's a Savior who will take us right on back. Won't have a whole lot of questions, no survey, no questionnaire, but he receives us unto himself. I'm glad about that. The world will knock you down, keep you down, stomp on you. But with the Lord, he said, I know you got off a little bit, but I'm going to pull you back. Amen. Let's take time, even though as you're coming, we want to lift up a word of prayer, give you strength on your journey. Hallelujah. Come on, say it. Hallelujah. Thank God for Honest Church today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got the whole world in his hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. A God who's a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you bow your heads, God placed you next to that one person you're next to on either side. No accident that you're standing next to someone who, like you, said, Lord, I need for you to clean the slate and give me a fresh start today. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you that you gave that example, that you did not and will not give up on us. No, we're not a coin, but God, you search over and over again. And you don't give up until we come on in, saying, I yield, I come back into the fold. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, for those who may have crossed the line, bring them back on the right side. Let them know that the grass is not greener on the other side. But God, you made the grass. And the Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and those that dwell there. God, we thank you that for people like us, you will still receive us back. Renew us today, God. Renew our faith. Let us know, dear God, that we're special. Let us know that we're valuable to you. If not to the world, we thank you for how you love us. And so, God, we leave this place today. May your people walk out with their heads held high. Say, I know my Redeemer lives. I know you may know some stuff on me, but God knows it all. He's already forgiven me. Already washed my sins away. I'm no longer lost. I am found, because what? I matter to God. Thank you, God, today for what you do in the lives of your people. We bless you, and we thank you, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Somebody ought to celebrate today. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired, of course, by CD. But you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.